darling.
When do you think you'll be finished?
Come on again.
Well,
I've been trying to get
coming
in touch
on pretty
since Friday. Please, can,
so
can
when do you think?
Back when you get this?
Well, I don't know. The
okay.
beginning of next month, maybe?
Oh, really? Oh, do you hear that, Pat?
What?
Tom reckons he'll have the home farm pigs ready by the start of the month.
Oh, right. Well, definitely in the first week or so.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You haven't heard from Helen, have you?
No, sorry.
Finally, we can put all this nonsense with Brian behind us and move on. Just goes to show you, doesn't it?
What's that?
Well, when you think back to this time last year, we never imagined you'd bring the pig business back here, let alone that the farm would be ours.
No, I suppose not.
And we've got the planning application for the wetland system going in this week. Ah, it's good, son.
Are you staying for lunch?
We can really start building for the future, as a family.
I can easily make it stretch for three.
No, no, you're all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll get something for myself at home. Dad, you couldn't pass me my keys. They're on the side.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'll be back this afternoon anyway to do the milking.
Okay.
Cheers,
Actually, Tom, don't worry about it. I'll do the cows. I know how busy you've been.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, if it helps, I can take back another day's milking.
Well, if you think you can manage.
Well, it'll only be until you're settled. Got the next lot of wieners in.
Okay, well, thanks. I guess I'll see you tomorrow then.
All right, love, take care.
Yep. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
And we're back to where we started.
Hmm?
With the pigs. It's just a shame we had to go through all that. But the yield is still looking good, by the way. Cows are really responding to all that clover.
All right. She's still not returning my calls, Tony.
Hmm?
Helen, I've left a couple of messages now and she's still not called me back.
Well, you know how stubborn she gets.
Exactly.
The more we pester her, the more she digs her heels in.
That's what worries me. I hate it when she shuts herself off like this.
Yes, I know.
I only asked Annette what her plans were. Maybe there's something wrong with her phone.
Eh?
I think I'll try again.
Oh, Pat,
I know what she's like, Tony. I just want her to talk to me.
Helen, your phone again.
Yes, yep, it's okay.
Got it. Oh. Who was that?
Oh, no one. Just that friend of mine.
Again?
Hmm.
Well, shouldn't you talk to her?
No, she'll just want to go on about boyfriend trouble or something. Not really in the mood. Have you finished with your tea?
Oh.
It's okay if you haven't. If you could just...
Yeah, I'll put a magazine under it. Do you want to sit down?
Oh, thanks. I was wondering what plans you had for next week. Because you really ought to start looking for a job.
Yeah, actually, I've been thinking about that.
Oh?
How about I come and work for you at the shop?
Our shop?
Of course. You don't have to pay me.
Oh, Annette, I'm not
mean,
sure.
You've already done so much for me, and I know you haven't asked for anything.
Well, you haven't got any money.
Exactly. So if I helped out, that would be a way of paying you back.
Annette, you need to find a job of your own.
I know.
You need to earn some money.
And I'll look. But in the meantime, it's just so boring hanging around here. And I promise, it'll be so great. I'll be the best assistant you've ever had. You'll see. Please, Helen, I want to do something.
Okay.
So that's a yes?
Yes, all right. But it's just while you're looking for a proper job.
Cool.
Do you want the shower first? Because we're not sitting around in our pyjamas all day.
Okay, well...
Look, I tell you what. You use the bathroom first and I'll tidy up in here.
Sure. Do you mind if I use your conditioner again?
No, that's fine. But can you make sure you use the shower mat this time?
Yes.
Thank you.
Helen, door.
Yes, I've got it. But I know who it's going to be.
I don't believe it. Have they finished it already?
Well, there's probably a couple of slices left.
But I only made that loaf last night.
What can I say? They like their toast.
Oh, they certainly do.
And we are a bed and breakfast. Oh, don't tell me we've run out of yeast.
No. There should be another packet in there.
Oh, yeah. Are you all right?
Hmm? Oh, yes, fine. I'm still just wondering what to do about the Gormley project.
Inspiration hasn't struck then.
If only. I'm still quite hooked on the handbell idea.
It is nice, but if Neil says he won't do it...
Oh, I know. Wouldn't it be lovely, though? The sound of the chimes drifting across Trafalgar Square.
Might be rather high up for that. Could be just the pigeons who appreciate it. Could I just get to the...
Oh, sorry. Ian had another idea.
Yeah?
He thought he could cook a few of his signature dishes. He could take a little stove up onto the plinth with him and lower the food down to the crowd.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, no, no, no. Much as I'd like to promote Grey Gables, Ian's idea is just shameless advertising. Mm. I don't want to be cynical, but the idea has to be something authentic and genuine that speaks for the countryside and illustrates the heart of our community.
Well, Sid could go up there and serve pints.
Robert...
I'm serious. Isn't the pub supposed to be the heart of the village?
Well, it might be to you.
Ah, and they do need championing.
Yes, well, I'd really rather not provoke a drunken stampede in the centre of the capital.
Well, how about the panto, then?
What?
You could put a pantomime horse up there. After all, hasn't one of the other plinths got a horse on it?
I don't know.
I mean, it could be an ironic juxtaposition of equestrian statuary.
Robert, stop being ridiculous.
What about a pantomime cow with someone milking it?
You're only allowed one person.
Maypole dance?
There isn't room.
Eddie singing some of his songs.
Oh, heavens, no. It needs to be something ennobling that elevates our lives onto the national stage.
All right, but if you ask me, it's the simple things that matter. They're the bread and butter of ordinary life. Right. Ready in 3 hours.
Hang on.
What?
That's it.
What is?
The simple things. Robert, you're an absolute genius.
No, it's okay. I believe you.
Seriously, they didn't send me round here. If Mum and Dad want to spy on you, they can do it themselves.
Right. Well, thanks.
Okay.
I was expecting it to be one of them when I opened the door.
Look, I don't know why you're not talking to them.
It's complicated, Tom. Annette's still so vulnerable and Mum was just interfering.
Okay, whatever. Just leave me out of it.
So, what are you doing here then?
Well, just thought I'd drop by, you know, see what you're up to.
There, you see, you're making me suspicious again.
Helen.
I'm joking.
I was bored. I didn't really fancy going home.
Oh, right.
I mean, if you're busy, then...
No.
Go back and watch TV or play on the Xbox or something.
Don't be daft. You can stay as long as you want.
Thanks. So, what did you do last night?
Not much. Just stayed in with a film. Ordered a pizza. Bottle of rosé.
Did you have a pillow fight and do each other's hair?
Ha ha.
Well, sounds like you had fun anyway.
Yeah, it was okay.
Helen.
Yeah?
Oh, hi, Tom.
All right.
Annette, you're dripping all over the floor.
Oh, sorry. Bathroom's free.
Okay, well, I'll just finish clearing up in here.
It's all right, I'll do it.
Don't you want to get dressed?
Yeah, but you're always tidying. Anyway, Tom can help me, can't you, Tom?
Yeah, I guess.
See?
Although the place is looking pretty immaculate.
Well, all right then, if you don't mind.
No, go on.
I'll leave you both to it.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea?
There wasn't a message on the phone when you called Jill, was there?
No, I don't think so.
I just got a missed call from Coriander. Thought she might have tried the
landline. But don't you think it's marvellous, Robert? We'll have to work on it, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But the idea is that Jill would actually grind the grain herself. She'd take some wheat up onto the plinth, along with an outdoor cooker and the other ingredients, and she'll make the bread from scratch. We'll show the process all the way through from the beginning, and at the end of the hour, we'll have a finished loaf. Now, what could be more pure and simple than that? It's the perfect symbol of the countryside's contribution to the nation.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, it doesn't hurt that Jill's a member of one of our oldest farming families, and she's very enthusiastic. Robert, are you listening?
No, Lindy, the message, it's from Coriander.
Yes, well, what is it?
Yeah, hang on.
Well, what's she saying, Robert? Robert!
I'm going to be a grandfather.
What?
Coriander's pregnant. We're going to have a little grandchild.
The
It was absolute chaos. It must have taken us at least an hour to round them back up.
Oh, no!
Yeah, there were pigs everywhere.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What's that?
Oh, I was just telling Annette about Gary.
Oh, he sounds like an idiot.
I don't remember you being that amused at the time, Tom.
Well.
So, what are we doing with the rest of our day? I suppose we need to get some lunch.
Okay.
We could go and find a pub somewhere. Ooh, we could go into town and go bowling. There's a nice Mexican next door to the alley.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, all right. Well, I suppose if you're going out...
What?
I'd better get off.
No!
Don't be silly, Tom.
Come with us.
Yeah. You don't want to go back and sit in the house on your own.
Well, are you sure you don't mind me tagging along?
Of course not.
If we go bowling, it'll be more fun with three of us.
Yeah, all right then.
We can play girls versus boys.
Oh, I don't think that sounds very fair.
Well, come on then. Annette, have you got everything?
I'll just grab my coat.
I'll drive if you want.
Yeah, okay.
There's a bit more room in the back anyway.
What car have you got?
Oh, nothing special.
Are we ready? Let's go then.
Although I did used to have a new Mini.
Yeah, cool. Mm.
You and that Mini, you have to let go.
Oh, I love that car. Well, aren't you going to answer that?
No. No, I'll let the machine get it. Come on.
So, how come you haven't got your old car anymore?
It's a long, long story.
Hi, this is Helen. I'm not here, so leave me a message. Thanks.
Helen, it's Dad. Are you there? Oh, listen, love, your mum's a bit worried. We don't want a big discussion or anything, but, well, when you get this message, do you think you could call back? Please, love, give us a ring. We only want to check that you're okay.
So you've heard.
I've just seen Robert out walking Scroll.
He was walking on air last night. Bought everyone in the pub a drink.
Did he really?
He couldn't contain himself. Well, you can't blame him, though.
No, no.
It's a special moment knowing you're going to become a grandfather. Yeah. Hey, you'll see.
Oh, well, I think Amy's busy enough helping other people with their babies.
Yeah, one day, though.
Maybe. So where do Coriander and her husband live?
Oh,
I mean, are they far away?
I think they live down London way, but I don't reckon they're married.
Oh, right. Well, it's great news, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, we need as much of that as we can get at the moment.
Yeah, we do indeed. All right, William.
Look, I'll leave you to it. Next Monday, then?
Yeah, sure thing, boss.
Right, great.
I mean, if you want, I might be able to start a little earlier.
No.
I've just got a few small chores I need to get done.
Don't worry. Next Monday, I'll be fine. I'll see you then.
Yeah, right, you are.
Oh, well.
All right, Alan.
So what's up with you then?
Hey?
How come you got that smirk on your face?
Oh, no reason. The sun's shining, the birds are singing.
Really? Must be going round.
What's that?
Happiness. Want to come inside for a coffee?
So, this is what, 2 grand buys you?
Yeah. Don't know how much it costs per word.
Oh, give you a letter, probably.
Well, he's done a good job. Well, at least I think he has.
Well, it looks all right to me.
You reckon?
Not that I've ever had much use for business plans. In my day, it was all in the back of a fag packet.
Listen, thanks again, Grandad. I mean, none of this would be happening if you hadn't...
You know, you be quiet. I told you, Edward, seeing you back on the old farm with a herd of your own...
Yeah, I know.
For me, that's worth every penny.
Look, I just want you to know that I'm really grateful.
So has he done it then?
Yeah, he finished this morning.
Well done. It's not often you get an Aldridge to do as they're told.
No. All right, Grandad.
Good afternoon, William.
Ed?
You're right.
Anyone else for a cup of coffee?
No, Tom.
You are, please. Have you had a look at this, Eddie?
What's that?
Oh, it's the business plan for the Grange Farm tenancy.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, it's not bad, is it? Have you seen how much Sterling's charging per acre? He could have got a lot more on the open market.
Yeah, he's been very generous.
Oh, so he's still subsidising you then?
Yeah, I guess, in a way.
Ah, but at least it means he's still involved. I suppose that's what he wanted.
Well, he's lucky. Edward's put his back into that herd.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Cheers. Well, I suppose I'd
better get moving. Cows still need milking.
Oh, do you want me to...
No, you're okay, son. I'll get it.
All right, well, bye then.
Bye, Edward.
Hey, Dad, I'm just talking to the vicar. I'm starting on their garden next week.
Oh, huh?
It's good news, isn't it?
Oh, I should say so. Your dad needs a big job or two.
Mm.
So, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. Yeah. I was just telling Dad. You know how Adam was dragging his feet over the game crops? I needed him to work on the seed bits.
Oh, I remember you saying it.
Yeah, well, he finally got round to it. Looks like the word I had with him did the trick.
You give him a good ticket off, did you?
More of a nudge. But at least it means I'm getting the shoot back on track.
And how about the little ones, eh? They all right?
Fine, yeah. Making the house their own. Nick packed Jake off for his first day at Loxley Barrett this morning.
Oh, right.
So we'll see how that went this evening.
I'm sure he'll be fine. It's a nice school.
Yeah.
Well, sounds though things are going well.
Yeah, they are.
Not just for you, neither. Eddie's got himself some proper work. Young Edward's taken over the tenancy. Things might actually be looking up for the Grundys.
Dad?
Huh? What is it?
The phone. It's for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's Bill, Mildred's son. He's calling from Winnipeg.
Well, I spent the last hour or so looking over it.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, it's all as we discussed. I can't see any problems with it.
No, me neither.
So I suppose the next step is to get in touch with my solicitor and ask him to draw up the tenancy agreement.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, just as long as you're happy with the plan.
Yeah, well, if you think it's okay, then...
You all right?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something you want to change, no problem.
No, it's just...
What?
I can't really believe it's happening. Your mum and dad and granddad, you know, they're all so excited. I mean, it's such a big deal for them.
Ed.
And after everything you've done for me.
Well, it's no less than you deserve. Ed, now listen to me. This business wouldn't exist without
you. That's not true.
Yes, it is. I was ready to pack it all in last year, and if it hadn't been for you and your tenacity, you're an excellent stockman. I promise you, Ed, the way I look at it, this herd is yours even if it doesn't belong to you yet.
Thanks.
And that's why I know you're going to be fine. So, would you like me to instruct my solicitor?
Yeah, well, if that's good with you,
right.
Then...
Probably a bit late to ring now. I'll call him in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
What are your parents doing?
Dad and Grandad were. I think Mum's still at the dairy.
Right. Well, take the cows back and then I think we ought to celebrate.
I'm sorry, Dad. At least it sounds as if it was fairly peaceful. All of her family with her. It's not like she was alone.
I still got the Christmas card she sent me in my room.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it'd be long then.
You know what Bill said, though. She knew you were always thinking of her.
Hello?
Edward.
Oliver's here.
Hello, Eddie. Oh. Joe, I bought some champagne.
What's going on?
Well, I thought we ought to celebrate your son's imminent tenancy of Grange Farm.
Yeah, is his mum back?
No, not yet.
Well, maybe we should wait then.
No, she'll be back soon, won't she?
Actually, Edward...
No, Eddie, it's all right. Oliver's right. Days like this don't come along very often.
Have you got any glasses?
No, I'll go get some.
Okay. Well, this is very nice of you, Oliver. You didn't have to do this.
Oh, don't mention it. I'm just delighted that the business is going to continue in Ed's capable hands.
Oh, here we go. I know they're not the proper ones, but...
Oh, don't be silly.
Dad... Here you go.
Oh, Walter.
And can I just say, one of the things I take most pride in is having watched Edward grow into the fine young chap he is today.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's not been the easiest of roads, but, well, he's passionate and he's determined and he has a wonderful, strong, supportive family around him and you should all be very proud. So, without further ado, hold on.
Careful!
Grandad?
Don't mind me. You carry on.
Edward, don't. Just leave him.
Grandad?
He'll be fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's not your fault.
I suppose it must be quite emotional for him.
Yeah.
It's all right, Edward. You go back in and enjoy yourself.
No, I want to know what's wrong.
There ain't nothing wrong.
Oh, come on.
I heard from Canada, that's all.
Well, from Mildred. Oh.
But I don't want to spoil your celebration. I'm just going to go for a little walk.
Oh, when did it happen?
She passed away yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Not as if it's a surprise, though.
No, I know, but
these things happen at my time of life.
Well, look, we can do this another time.
No.
It's not right. I want you to be part
Edward,
of it.
Edward, please. You go and have your champagne. This is your moment. You don't need me there to know how happy I am. Now go on.
You're going to be all right?
Of course I will. Don't expect I'll be long.
Okay. Oh, and Grandad.
What?
I'm sorry. I know how much Mildred meant to you.
Yes, Edward. I know you do.
I'd no idea.
Well, I think she'd been in hospital for a while.
Right.
That's why she came over here to have one last trip.
So she knew she was dying then? Oh, that's brave.
Edward, is he okay?
Yeah, he's going for a walk.
Sorry to waste the champagne, Oliver.
No. It's just unfortunate timing.
No, he said he wanted us to carry on. Well, I think he'd be more upset if he thought he'd spoiled the moment.
Okay, well, I suppose we were going to make a toast. Don't really know what to say now.
Well, there was something that Grandad said to me.
Oh, yeah?
After Mildred had gone back to Canada, just before me and Em got back together. Grab your chances when you can.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too.
So?
Raise your glasses to seizing the day.
Yes.
Seizing the day.
All right, Vicar.
I wanted to do a sitting there. Oh, it's a lovely evening, isn't it?
It is.
I was just on my way to lock up the church.
I better get on me way then.
No, please. We haven't put padlocks on the churchyard yet. You stay there as long as you want.
Thanks.
You okay? Because I've got a moment.
No. I would be fine, Vicar.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to it then.
I had a picnic here last year.
Did you?
It was just me and Mildred. You remember?
Oh, yes.
My friend,
yes.
The lady from Canada.
Yes, I remember her very well.
We come down here on the trap, and I tied Bartleby to the gatepost. We sat on this bench.
Oh.
I was hoping she'd be able to stay, you see. She was going back home soon, so I asked her if she could hang on another week or two.
Right.
But she couldn't.
No.
She had to get back to her family.
Well, I'm sorry she lives so far away, Joe. You must miss her very much.
I do.
Yes, it's a lovely spot. Especially this time of day, when you've got the last rays of sun filtering through the trees.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
They're the most unexpected, I suppose.
What's that?
The last rays of sun. You don't always know when they're going to come, do you?
No, I suppose not.
No. And maybe that's what makes them so precious.
Don't you think it's a bit strange?
Yeah, it is rather.
Well, Brian thinks it's most odd. I mean, why would a young girl like Annette want to come back to the place that holds so many bad memories? That's why he got rid of the shepherd's hut. It's a dreadful reminder.
So she's working at Ambridge Organics now, is she?
Well, I don't think she's actually working there, not permanently anyway.
Oh, right.
She's just helping Helen out. Could you just hold down that corner for me?
Yeah, of course.
She seems sweet enough, though. A bit over-enthusiastic. She was determined to stuff everything into the same bag for me.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Oh, you really should have come in with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I was only in town for an hour or so.
Well, there wasn't anything that I needed.
Still.
Jenny.
Right. I'm only saying. Right. There we go. That's Phil's present all wrapped up.
Very nice.
I can hardly believe it's been a whole year since he was celebrating his 80th.
Time does fly, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. By the sounds of it, they've got quite a reunion planned for Thursday.
Yeah, it's something to do with the NFU.
That's right. Ruth and David have looked up some of Phil's old colleagues.
Sounds thrilling.
Well, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Oh, speaking of time, better not keep Rory waiting for his dinner any longer.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, in that case...
Oh, I didn't mean...
No. I need to get back. I expect Matt will be home by now.
OK, well, it's been good to see you, and I'm really glad you came over.
Yeah.
You mustn't keep yourself prisoner in your own home. I told you, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, we'll see.
No, there isn't, Lillian.
Well, maybe. At least nothing else seems to have happened. Oh, now, where have I put my handbag?
Oh, you left it in the sitting room?
Yeah, I expect so. I can't see it in here.
It's probably down by the side of the sofa.
Yeah, okay.
Right then. What am I doing? Ah, oh, fish pie. Oh, hello, darling.
Evening.
Dinner's going to be a while, I'm afraid. I'm running a bit late.
That's all right. I have a few things I need to do anyway.
Oh?
I've just met with the board. We've decided to tell Matt how we feel.
Right.
Wasn't very pleasant. I think some people expected me to defend him.
Not now.
He can't stay on as chair. He's tarring us all with the same brush.
You're absolutely right. It was by the side of the sofa. Oh, Lobra.
Lillian, how are you?
Oh, you know.
Right.
Bearing up.
Well, thanks for coming over. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon.
Yeah.
Are you taking Jack to the day centre this week?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Well, I might see you at Mum's then.
Okay, well, I'll be going then.
All right.
Well, nice to see you, Lillian.
Yeah, you too, Brian. Enjoy your evening.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Why didn't you tell me she was here?
I was trying to.
Guys, see, I hate all this. Clandestine meetings, whispering in corners... I'll be glad when it's all over.
That was good timing.
Pardon?
Good timing.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Oh, just visiting a parishioner in Darrington. How about you? Been out for a run?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Fine, no problem. I went straight out after work.
Good.
Hello. Bumped into Annabelle, actually.
Oh, yeah. She'd been out running, too.
Well, she sped past, to be more accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think she's planning on letting up before Sunday.
Yeah, but isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, that's all the advice I've been given. It's why I only went out for a light run.
There you go, then.
By the looks of it, though, Annabelle's going to keep pushing all the way through to the marathon.
More fool there.
Mm.
It's not going to do her any good.
Yeah. Mm, absolutely.
Well, I heard some news today.
Oh?
I saw Clary in the shop. You remember me telling you I saw Joe in the churchyard yesterday?
Yeah, talking about his friend Mildred.
Yeah. Clary told me she's died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a couple of days ago. Cancer, apparently.
Oh, how sad.
Well, it explains a lot. I could tell Joe was feeling down.
Well, I guess he wanted to keep it to himself.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he should have told me. I just, you know, hope I wasn't being insensitive, that's all.
No.
Pretty unknown. Right, then. Are you, do you want to have a shower? Because I can cook if you like.
Yeah, fine, if that's all right.
Oh, you are tired, aren't you?
I suppose I must be.
Good job, it was only a short run. Come on, then. I think it's going to be an early night for you tonight.
Darling?
Hmm?
You're not still working, are you?
No, not really.
So what are you doing?
I'm just thinking, I suppose. I'm not looking forward to this meeting next week.
You mean the vote of no confidence?
Exactly.
No, it's not going to be nice. Still, it doesn't have to be too ghastly, though, does it?
What? You mean when Matt realises we've been scheming behind his back? Oh, no, I'm sure he'd be as sweet as pie.
He must realise it's coming. He's not stupid. He can see what it's doing to the company.
Well, that's true. I mean, we're completely hamstrung while Matt's still on the board. All of our business connections are running for cover.
And there's not a lot you can do. We all have shares in Borchester Land.
I know.
And Matt's the one who's got us into this mess. What else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it's just... If I do replace him as chair...
Yes?
I know what Matt's going to think about that. He'll presume I engineered it.
Well, he'd be wrong.
Yes, I know, but still...
Brian, the whole board has agreed he has to resign as chair. And if you don't take the position, it's only going to be somebody else.
Yes, I know, I know. And I don't even know why I'm feeling guilty. Lucky the rest of the board still trust me.
Well, you're right. It is awkward. But you know what Annabel said.
Oh, she's more than ready to wield a knife.
Mm. And she also thinks the company would do well with you as its chair. It's something you'd enjoy, darling.
Yeah, yes, I would. It's hardly going to be a bed of roses in the present climate.
Knowing you, that's what appeals.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The challenge. Just wish Matt would have the good sense to jump before he gets pushed.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, though, darling. Nice to know I have your support.
You coming to bed soon?
Just give me a couple more minutes.
Okay. I'll see you up there, then.
All right.
Honestly, though, Brian, if being the chairman's something you really want to do, I don't see any reason to hold yourself back.
Matt, when you go down in the morning, there's a card on the dresser in the kitchen. It's Phil's birthday on Thursday.
Ah, right.
You need to sign it.
What do you think they wanted to interview Sharon for?
Hmm?
Well, she's only the office manager. They're
going
to go after us now for stealing paperclips.
I have no idea, but there's no need to worry, is there? I mean, you said she doesn't know anything.
Which is exactly my point. What's the Ford office doing bothering her? They should be tracking down Steve and not hassling some poor young...
Well, I expect they have to talk to everyone. I wouldn't read too much into it.
I don't know why I'm even trying to read this.
What?
I'm not taking it in.
How far have you got?
Still on the first chapter. You mind if I turn the light off?
No, you go ahead.
Right.
I'm going to try and get some sleep.
I am.
Yeah, okay. Right. Did I tell you Linda's stepdaughter's going to have a baby?
No.
Yeah, Jenny told me when I was over there. Do you know her name's Coriander? Goodness knows what they're going to call the baby. Cumin, I won't be surprised. Mm. Tarragon. Still, it's nice news, isn't it? Mm. Apparently, they're over the moon.
You hear that?
Hmm?
Downstairs. You set the alarm properly?
Yeah. Matt, where are you going?
To go and check, of course.
Oh, Matt, wait.
Oh, hell!
Oh, no, don't go!
What are you talking about,
Hatcher? But you don't know who might be down there!
Oh,
Lillian! Please, Matt! Don't leave me on my own!
Sure?
Oh, it's all right. Don't wake up.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Not coming right to bed.
I couldn't sleep. It's all right. Go back to sleep.
Oh, come on. What's the matter?
I just can't stop thinking about the marathon, that's all.
Oh, love.
Well, I know it's silly.
Are you going to be fine? You've done all your preparation.
Yes, I know.
So what's up then?
Well, maybe I should be doing some more. I mean, Annabel hasn't taken her foot off the gas.
You know what you think about that. It's a bad idea to train too hard in the final week.
Yeah, but maybe I could just go out for one last big run.
No. Have to stick to your plan. Worst mistake you could make now is to change what you're doing.
I suppose.
Well, it's not as if you're doing this to beat Annabel, is it?
What?
You're not, are you? I mean, you're doing it for yourself and to raise money for the hospice.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't
well,
it?
I wouldn't mind getting a good time.
Usha.
No, you're right. I just hope I'm going to be ready.
I have every faith. Oh, come on. I thought your plan included getting plenty of sleep.
It does.
Unless, of course...
No. No! I need to conserve my energy.
Right.
I have to stick to my plan, Alan.
Yes, yes, you do. Well, you'd better close your eyes, then.
Yes. And so had you. Matt, where are you?
Over here.
Where? Oh. Look, you found something.
No, nothing. Look, go back inside, Lillian. You're going to catch a death standing out here in that.
But don't you think we should call the police?
And tell them what?
That someone set off the alarm.
We don't know what set off the alarm. Look, I've checked the house. All the windows and doors are locked.
I know.
No sign anyone's been prowling around out here.
But still...
Oh, Lillian.
Look, we can report
No.
it. Then at least we'll be on the record. Look, I can tell them about the motorbike and the rising...
We are not calling the police.
But, Matt, I'm frightened.
And so am I. Look, I don't like this any more than you. Let's just go inside. I'll make sure the house is secure.
But what happens if they get in next
they
time?
They won't. I'll give the alarm company a call in the morning.
But what if...
Please, Lillian, I don't want to talk about this any more. Let's just go in, try and get some sleep.
You think I'm going to be able to sleep after this?
Then stay awake. But there really isn't anything else... we can do.
Brenda? Brenda, love, I'm back. Brenda?
What?
Are you going to be in the bathroom much longer?
No. Hang on.
All right.
Just give me a sec.
So, how was your evening?
What's that?
Last night you got to bed before I got back. Was you all right?
Yeah, fine. You?
Oh, good, yeah. I know there was some new people at dancing last night. Good thing too. Need some fresh blood. There was this woman, Vicky. Not a great dancer, but she really threw herself into it. God, it was terrific. I mean, most newbies can be a bit shy.
Right, it's all yours.
Oh, Tara. So, what are you going to do today? Got any lectures?
No, I'm staying here. I've got a stack of assignments I need to catch up on.
Oh, right.
Why?
Oh, no reason. I was just wondering.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have some breakfast.
Hey, a funny thing happened while I was out on my round this morning.
Sorry?
Well, I was delivering milk to the Dower House and I'm sure I saw Lillian hovering in the window.
Well, she was probably just looking to see who it was.
What, 5 in the morning? I mean, who else is it going to be?
I don't know.
And then she darted behind the curtain when I spotted her. Heaven knows what's going on.
Well, Dad, did you remember to bring back some juice?
Hmm?
I said we needed orange juice.
Oh, no, sorry. Just pop next door.
No, it's all right.
Well, I expect Roy and Ailey got some.
No, I'll go to the shop. Could do with a walk anyway.
Please, Tom.
What am I supposed to tell them?
I won't ask you again. It'll only be for today.
No, come on.
Honestly,
what am I supposed to say? Sorry, Helen wants me to do the delivery because she can't stand the sight of you.
No, of course not.
Look, I'm already getting it in the neck from Mum because you're not talking to them.
Look, it'll just be this once. As soon as Annette feels more settled and she knows what she's doing...
And when's that going to be?
Well, I don't know. Soon, I promise. But they don't even know she's helping out at the shop. You can see it's just going to be awkward.
Yes, all right.
It'd be easier if you were the one that comes.
Okay, fine.
Really?
I suppose I can tell Dad it's in return for his help with the milking.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not promising anything, though.
No, I know. Oh, thanks, Tom. I'm really, really grateful.
Yeah, all right. I might see you later, then.
Yeah. Where is she?
How's it going, by the way?
Annette!
Is she getting on all right at the shop?
Oh, a little more common sense might be nice. We need to get moving.
Yes, I'm coming.
Hurry up, we're going to be late.
Okay. Oh, hi, Tom.
Have you shut the front door properly?
Yes.
You sure? Did you remember?
I've done it. How are you?
Better before I bumped into my sister.
Why?
It doesn't matter. Just ignore him. What's that it says on your top?
Ah, do you like it? We bought it on Saturday.
Yeah, I suppose. It'll certainly give the customer something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, Annette, do you think maybe... Oh, Tom.
What?
Come on, I think we better go.
Oh, right.
See you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Helen.
Annette, get in the car.
Morning.
Hiya.
Hi, who's that?
I'll tell you in a minute, just get in.
Is that Brenda?
Come on.
So that's Tom's ex-girlfriend.
All right?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, fine. Are you on your way to the shop?
Yeah. Dad hasn't really got his head round my breakfast rider.
Oh, right.
So.
How are you?
What?
You okay? I guess you must be back at uni now.
That's right, yeah. Not long now until my finals.
No, of course.
So, it's pretty full on.
I bet. Can't believe that's come round so quickly.
I'll have to start looking for a job soon.
You got anything in mind?
No, not really. Obviously, I was hoping to get a job with Matt, but what with things being the way they are...
Yeah, sure.
I mean, just generally, it's pretty hard for graduates at the moment. I might have to start looking further afield.
What?
Well, there's not a lot of work around here. At least not the kind of thing I'm looking for, and if I can find something somewhere else...
Right.
It means I'm probably going to have to move away.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if... If that's what you think you've got to do. I mean, you know, you're right. You've got to go where the jobs are. And...
It's looking that way.
Well, good luck. I mean, with uni and everything, you know. I'd better get going. I won't have a job either unless I get on. So, I guess.
No, sure. Okay.
I'll see you around.
Yeah, I guess.
Bye then.
Yeah. All right, Tom. See you.
So, how come they split up?
Who?
Tom and Brenda. I mean, I know it was all about pigs.
None of your business.
Huh?
I mean, well, it's complicated. Tom was having problems with his business and it all got a bit stressful. Annette, where have you put the quinoa?
Quinoa?
It should be here. There were 20 packets in the stockroom yesterday.
I know. You asked me to put them out.
Yes, I know I did.
Well, aren't they where they're supposed to be?
No.
So, did Tom dump Brenda?
No. Brenda left him.
Really?
And I can't see the stock cubes either. Annette. Oh, can you just let Kirsty in?
Oh, sure.
I did ask you to open up.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah, there they are.
Morning. Hi.
Hiya. Hi. You haven't seen the quinoa, have you?
What?
It seems to have disappeared, along with the muesli.
There's some out the back.
Yeah, we got that far.
How can we put in the stock cubes there?
Well, it's where they go.
No, the label's on the wrong shelf.
What? Annette.
I can't believe she's the one who dumped him. I mean, he's such a sweet guy and she's not exactly in the same league. Who's she talking about?
Tom.
Really? Don't you think she was stupid to dump him, Kirsty?
Oh, I've learnt to keep out of Tom's love life. I'm just going to hang my coat up.
All right.
I'll see what I can find in the stockroom.
Thanks. Annette, can you just be a bit careful?
I know, I'll fix the labels.
No. Just watch what you say in front of Kirsty. She and Tom used to go out together.
Did they really?
So just be a bit sensitive.
Yeah, sure. So when did they go out?
Annette! Oh! Kirsty, I found the quinoa. What's it doing next to the cat food?
Isn't that where it's supposed to go?
Oh, hello, love.
Hi.
I'm starting to wonder where you got to.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you get some juice?
Huh?
He was going out for orange juice.
No, they didn't have any.
Really? So, what are you going to have for breakfast? I could eat your bacon sarnie.
I think I might skip it, actually.
I need to get down to my essays.
Oh, all right. Are you going to work down here?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. Here, let me clear my stuff off the table for you. Are you sure you really don't want anything?
No.
Tea? Coffee?
Honestly, I'm fine.
Yeah, fair enough. At least you've got some space to work now. Should really get you a desk.
Thanks.
Be out of your way in a minute. You don't know the name of that dentist off the High Street in Felpersham, do you?
Why?
It's where Vicky works, the lady I was dancing with last night, on reception.
Oh, right.
That's funny. I can see the place in my head.
I'm not sure.
She made me laugh, you know. She thinks I should write to the BBC. Ask them if I could be a judge on the next series of Strictly. I mean, what do you think about that? She reckons they should have me instead of Len Goodman.
Yeah. Actually, you know what, Dad?
Hmm?
You have the kitchen.
Brenda?
I'm going to work in my room.
I'm not saying you're not friendly.
So what's the matter then?
You told that last woman she looked bloated.
I know. She was asking about yogurt.
Look,
excuse me, Annette.
Just let me and Kirsty serve the customers, all right?
Thanks.
Okay, okay. Do you need a hand stacking the shelves, Kirsty?
No.
No, thanks, though. Why don't you look through the jobs pages?
I've already looked through that one.
Well, what about the Westbury Courier? There's usually a supplement in there.
It's a shame that waiter's in job's gone at Jack's.
Why, has someone filled it?
Yeah, there was a new girl in there yesterday at lunch.
All right.
No, I don't want to do waitressing anyway.
So what do you want to do?
I'm not sure. Well, what were you doing before you left France?
I worked in a call centre for a couple of weeks. Well, that's something you can put in your CV.
It's about all. I've only got my college diploma.
And you can speak French? Hey, come on. That's going to look impressive.
I suppose.
Oh, that'll be the delivery. Annette, see what you can find in the courier, okay?
Don't you want me to give you
a... No, let me go and find that hotel first.
All right. So, how are you finding it here? Bit of a change from Marseille, I bet. Yeah, I guess. Have you got many mates over there?
Oh, a few.
Yeah? You must be missing them.
Well, I haven't been in Marseille since I went to stay with my sister. I'm keeping in touch on Facebook, though.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll meet some new people here.
Kirsty, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
How long were you going out with Tom? This is brilliant, thank you.
No problem.
So pleased to see you. What did Mum and Dad say?
Not a lot. I think they read between the lines.
Right.
Where do you want it? Just down here?
Yes, please.
All right. It was fine, though. I needed to get away anyway.
Oh? Oh, how did it go with Brenda?
Not great.
No? Why? What happened?
She's going to move away.
What?
Well, she's thinking about it. She reckons there aren't any decent jobs around here, so when she finishes uni...
Oh, Tom. So what did you say?
What could I say? I mean, if that's what she's decided to do...
I'm sorry. Look, why don't you come over again tonight? I'm cooking bolognese. Must be horrible in that house on your own.
Thanks.
Hello. Oh, hello, Tom.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Tom's going to have dinner with us tonight.
Oh, right.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, great. What should we do?
Well, you have to write your CV.
Oh.
We need it to send to recruitment agencies.
Yes, I know.
You're not going to get a job without one.
I'll help you if you like.
What?
I've read a fair few CVs in my time. I can give you a hand.
Really?
I might as well be of use to someone.
Oh, thanks, Tom. All right, Annette? You're not going to have to do that on your own.
No. No, we'll do it together. Cool.
So, if you take everyone up to the grazing
paddocks... Right you are.
I'll drive behind in the Land Rover. I think Bert Gibbs will be more comfortable with me. We're not going to get him up on the trailer.
Oh, no, no.
Not with his leg.
No, fair enough.
And then if we got time... I thought we might circle round past the Ford, show them a bit more of the farm.
Ah, seems good to me.
Great.
It's nice to see your dad back amongst all the old faces.
Yeah, isn't it, Jack?
I remember Mike Enthorn from back when he was branch chairman.
That's right.
Didn't he have a place over at Waterley Cross?
Yeah, he did have, yeah. think his son sold up and moved abroad.
Oh, yeah, his wife ran off with a son-in-law, that old livestock auctioneer. What was his name?
Really?
Yeah, I remember, because my Frida used to go to school with his daughter.
Hmm. Well, maybe it'd be best not to bring that up.
Amazing.
David?
I'd have thought old Enthana would be dead by now.
Right, then.
Oh, is it time to get going?
I reckon so.
Afternoon, Bert.
Hello, Ruth. I'll go and start the masses then.
Thanks, Bert. Oh, great. Is that the tea?
Yep. And the red thermos has got coffee in it.
Brilliant. Are you coming with us?
Oh,
I'm sure the lads would be happy to squeeze you in. I can see a space on the straw bales.
I'm sure they would. But I'm going to stay and help Jill with the lunch.
Okay.
How's it going?
Fine. Yeah. Dad looks like he's enjoying himself.
He certainly does. All right, Phil.
Hello, Ruth. David, are we going soon?
Yep, I'll be with you in a sec, Dad.
Let's get going.
Yeah. Okie doke.
We'll see you later. And try to bring back everyone in one piece.
All right.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but will you get away on time?
I'm not sure. I hope so.
You hope so?
Yes.
Kenton.
Yeah, the BLT and omelette for table 5. Yeah, sorry about that.
Look, we can't go to see Phil any later.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I've got parents' evening tonight. We're discussing Jamie's GCSE options.
I haven't gone. It's just that it's a bit tricky.
Why?
Well, it's Naomi.
Well, what about her?
Yeah, and the latte. Thanks.
Well, you told me she was working out really well.
Yeah, and she is, as far as it goes.
What does that mean?
Look, okay, she's an excellent waitress, but that's about it. In fact, if you ask her to do anything else at all, she can be a bit...
What?
Well... militant. You know, if I'm going to leave early, I'll need to ask her to cash and lock up.
And have you?
What?
Asked her.
No, not yet.
Well, don't you think that might be a start?
Yes, okay, I will.
And what about Phil's present? Have you got that yet?
No, but I'm going to.
And Muriel's. You need to buy her that book soon if it's going to get to New Zealand in time.
Yes, I know, all right, but when have I had a chance? I've been training Naomi.
Well, you better have a word with her then.
Yeah, well, I would if I could get off the blooming phone.
Right. So you're going to talk to her now, are you?
Yes.
Because you sound as if you're...
Kathy, I will speak to her. I will take her aside and I will use my considerable charm, okay?
And you think that's going to work?
Yeah, of course it will. I mean, who could resist that?
Excuse me, David.
Sorry, look. Hey, have you seen the corkscrew?
No, is it in the drawer?
Well, I don't think so. I've already used it.
Well, I might have put it back. Jill, shall I leave the rest of this lamp to keep warm?
Yes, please.
Right.
There might be some people who want seconds. So how was the trip to the paddocks? It sounds as though you all had a good time.
Yeah, it was interesting, actually.
Charlie was saying he thought it was quite ironic after all the years of being encouraged to go for higher yields.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we've decided to go back to milk from grass again, just like when he started farming.
Yes, things do tend to go round in circles.
You found it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you couldn't pour me a glass, could you?
Yeah, sure.
Just a small one. I have to get Pip later.
All right. Still, they were interested in our grazing system. They reckon we're turning the clock back.
Oh, well, let them. We'll be making a decent profit. That's the main thing.
It's not bad, that wine, is it?
Yeah, you can taste the toil of the peasants who almost died making it.
Oh, shut up. You only picked a few grapes.
Have you got a clean glass?
It was very nice of Elizabeth and Nigel to give us the extra bottles.
Jill?
Oh!
Where do you want these?
No!
What's the matter?
You're not supposed to come in here. The cake.
Oh.
Never mind, you've seen it now.
It looks wonderful. Shall I put these straight in the sink?
Oh, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
Oh. Hey, Phil, Jill was telling me about her plans for the plinth in Trafalgar Square.
Oh, yes, I know. Ridiculous, isn't it?
It is not ridiculous.
What's this?
Well, you know Linda's been trying to find somebody to go up on the empty plinth.
Yeah?
Well, your mother's decided she's going to make bread on it.
Bread?
I'm going to bake a loaf. From grinding the grain to the finished article.
But you're not going to have time.
Of course I will.
Well, you'll only be up there for an hour.
Which is why I'm making soda bread.
Even so. Look, David, you agree with me, don't you?
No. You can leave me out of it. I'm going to go and serve the wine.
I think I might join you.
It'll be like when I used to do shop demonstrations.
But you're just going to look silly.
Phil, the more you go on about it, the more determined you're making me.
Yes, I know. Although I am right.
Oh. And how's it going out there? Are you having a good time?
Oh, yes, it's bringing back so many memories.
Good.
And I can't believe how well Maggie looks. She doesn't change, does she?
No.
She's still telling us all what for.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, darling.
You're very welcome.
Boss?
Yes? What is it?
We need you to settle the argument. What was the name of that old auctioneer at the cattle market who lost his arm in the trenches?
Oh, gosh.
Go on, Phil. Go back through. Let me finish your cake.
No, we're closed. Oh, Kathy. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise it was you. What are you doing here?
Naomi didn't fall for your charm, then?
No, I think she's immune.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, in fact, she might be allergic.
Well, I can't say I blame her. You were spoilt having Emma.
What?
Mm-hmm. You got used to taking advantage. It's about time somebody stood up to you.
Oi!
Luckily for you, though, I'm still easily swayed.
Yes. Are you going to answer my question?
I've been to the shops.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I had a suspicion this might happen, so I came into town early.
Oh, I've got Muriel's book.
And I bought a present for your dad as well.
Oh, you star.
At least you have something to give him now.
Oh, that was fantastic. Did you get any wrapping paper?
No,
of course. Sorry. Look, thanks, love. You've really...
Saved your neck.
Yeah.
That's okay. I won't be able to come with you to Brookfield, though.
No?
No, I've got to be back at the school in an hour.
Oh, of course. Oh, this is great. Mary's going to love it.
Mm, it does look fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Although, I can't believe that she's going to be 8. Mind you, I can't believe it's more than 4 years since I last saw her.
No, I know.
Hey, we should think about going over there.
What?
Yeah, we should go over to New Zealand. I mean, Jamie could come too. I mean, after all, his half-sister lives down there, doesn't she?
Well, yes.
Yeah, we can make a real trip of it.
We can certainly think about it.
Where is it that Lucy lives? I mean, hey, we could visit next Christmas.
Kenton.
Oh, come on, it'd be lovely. It'll be summer down there.
We can discuss it. But right at this moment, you need to get over to Brookfield.
Okay. Well, I just need to finish
here. It's okay. I'll close up here.
Really? Well, till still needs emptying.
Fine.
Okay, and the keys are in the lock.
All right.
Okay.
Kenton.
Yeah?
Don't forget your dad's present.
No, okay. All right. Thanks.
Bye, love. Bye.
I don't think Kenton's going to make it.
No, he said he'd pop over, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, you know what Kenton's like. Sometimes I think he's in a different time zone. Is that the last of it?
I think so.
Well done, Jill.
Well done to you, too. Well, I think it's been a great success.
Definitely.
We'll have to try to keep in contact with everyone now that we've got back in touch.
Yeah.
Jill, Ruth. I'm going now.
Oh, all right. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you, Bert.
Oh, no, I've enjoyed it. Hey, did you know that Michael Enthorne got married again to Barry Marshall's widow? And she was the great-niece of the auctioneer whose son-in-law ran off with Michael Enthorne's wife.
No.
Me neither. Things you find out, eh?
Indeed.
Well, I'm going to go and tell my Frieda now.
Okay, Bert.
Take care.
Oh, and Bert, if you see Eddie, can you tell him I'll be out there in a little while?
Yeah, will do.
Thanks.
I suppose it's probably time we left you in peace, too.
No, you don't have to.
No, but we should.
Well, thanks for helping tidy up.
Couldn't leave you to do it all on your own. And the men seem to have vanished.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, we should see what they're up to.
Phil! Phil! Come on now, we need to go home. Philip!
Oh, look at that. Wakey, wakey.
David?
Oh, God.
You've fallen asleep.
Love, you need to wake up now.
Sorry.
We have to give Ruth and David back their home.
Yes.
I think we really must have wiped you out.
Yes. It's been wonderful, though.
It has.
Couldn't get over how fantastic Maggie looked.
Yes. You might have mentioned it.
Now, have you got everything?
I put the cards and presents in the car.
Oh, right, terrific.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get going, then.
Hello, anyone about?
Who's that?
Kenton, we're through here.
Ah.
You made it.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Union troubles.
What?
Wasn't my new waitress. She'll only do what I pay her for.
Just can't get the staff, eh?
Anyway, happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, is this my present?
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to wrap it. It's a thought that counts. Yeah. Hope you like it, Dad.
Fancy pants. Make your own fashions out of paper.
No. That's Sir Mary's present. And there should be another book in there. Yeah. Ah, that's it.
Ah, The Cosmos. Images from the Hubble telescope. Kenton, that's perfect.
Really?
Absolutely.
You're going to love that, aren't you?
I really will.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you, all of you. You've gone to so much trouble.
It's our pleasure, Dad.
But it means a lot to me.
Well, we're glad to have done it.
Of course we are.
We're just pleased you had a good time.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Can you see? Is there anything down there?
Nothing yet. Are you sure it was definitely breaking glass you had?
I'm not imagining things, Adam.
All right.
At least I hope I'm not.
And it was from the cellar?
Oh, I don't know. None of the other windows are broken.
Can I just...
Yeah. Just move everything out of the way. I knew the alarm company were talking nonsense. Matt checked all the sensors. It wasn't an insect that set it off the other night.
Okay, let's not panic. I'm here now.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing for you to worry about. You're perfectly safe. Ah.
Adam, what is it?
Hold on.
Oh, God!
Look, it's okay. If anyone had come in through here, you would have heard them.
No, that's not the point.
I know,
it's
but...
Chalkman.
What?
He's trying to scare us.
Lillian...
He is!
You don't know who did this. It might have been a fox or a cat or something.
What?
I mean, it is pretty thin glass.
You don't honestly believe that, do you?
Well,
he told Matt he should watch his back, Adam. He said that, and now he's proving it.
Okay.
I've been followed. They've been in my car. Someone set off that alarm.
All right.
When are you all going to stop telling me I'm making this up?
I'm not, Lillian, really. Do you think you should call the police?
Maybe. I don't know. I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah. I think you'd better.
Hi, Pat. Oh, hello, Usha. I was in a world of my own.
How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. You?
Fine.
Oh, don't let me hold you up.
No, I was just winding down. It was only a short run.
Oh, where have you been?
Just down to the river, up the lane by the allotments, through Hayden Wood, and back round to the green again.
You call that short?
Oh, it's nothing compared to what I'll be doing on Sunday.
Oh, is the marathon this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it must be. You certainly look in shape.
Thanks. Well, I hope I've done enough. I've never run this distance before. It's just a lot of stretching and bowls full of pasta from now on.
Right.
Are you...
Yeah, I'm going to Glebe Cottage. I forgot to give Phyllis' birthday card yesterday.
Oh, right, we can walk together.
Yeah. Oh, mind us.
Oh, goodness.
He really ought to have had his siren on.
Yeah, he wasn't going to stop, was he?
No.
I have to say, that's why I try to keep off the roads when I'm running.
Yeah.
The lanes are so narrow around here. At least in the town there are pavements.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder where he was going.
Who knows? Actually, Usha, do you mind if I...
No.
I just need to...
Of course.
Helen!
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the best for Sunday.
Thank you.
Helen, love. Hold on. Helen?
What?
Oh, please, love, just hang on a minute.
I can't. I'm making dinner.
Oh, look, this is silly. We have to talk to each other.
Oh, where are my keys?
Can't I just come up for 5 minutes?
No.
But, Helen...
Really, Mum, you can't. Annette's up there.
So?
So I don't want you upsetting her again.
How on earth have I upset her?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
She knows you don't want her here.
That is not true. I'm only concerned about you, and Annette, for that matter. It's a lot for you to take on.
All her life she's had people abandon her. Her mum doesn't want her, her sister doesn't...
I know.
Well, I'm not doing it. She deserves to have at least one person in her life who's going to be there for her.
All right.
Some people might actually think that was a nice thing.
And I'm not saying your heart isn't in the right place.
Then why won't you support me?
I do. I do, Helen, I do. It's just...
What?
Can't you allow a mother to worry? Look, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if I upset Annette, and I'm sorry if you feel we haven't been on your side. Okay. Just remember, we've all been through a lot.
Yeah.
Right, well, I suppose... I...
Well, look, if you still want to come up...
Really?
If you like.
I'll be perfectly friendly.
It's fine. Come on, then. Let's go inside.
Oh, Adam, what's happening? What are they doing?
They're dusting for fingerprints now.
Right.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure? Can I get you a drink?
No.
I could make us a coffee or perhaps like something
stronger. No, honestly, I'm all right. Have the police said anything to you?
Not a huge amount. They agree they can't see any sign of anyone actually getting in.
But what about outside? There might be some footprints.
I'm sure they're doing everything they need to.
Yeah. I need to think about getting that window boarded up. I mean, I can't leave it the way it is.
Well, that's fine. We can get that sorted.
Lillian!
Oh, Matt!
What the hell's happening? What the police doing?
It's all right.
Somebody broke a window.
What?
The one in the cellar. It's been smashed in.
So you called the cops?
Yeah.
Oh, Lillian!
Somebody had tried to break in, Matt.
What's he doing here?
I called him! I was in the house on my own!
Look, maybe I should go. I need to get back to work
anyway. Yeah, of course, Adam, of course.
I'll come and board the window up later.
Thank you so much, darling.
No worries. I'll see you later, Matt.
Yeah, bye.
Now, listen, Matt.
I can't believe you've done this.
We had to tell someone.
What have the police been asking you? What have you said to them?
Nothing!
We've been over...
Shh! They're only downstairs.
What does Adam know?
He hasn't said a word. Now, for God's sake, keep your voice down. I know you didn't want to bring the police into
it. Oh, too right.
But if they hear you now, it's only going to make matters worse.
And that's going to be on Monday.
Yeah. There's an agency in Felpersham. I've given her the bus timetable and the interview's at 10:30.
Oh, well, fingers crossed then.
Mm.
It'll be interesting to see what jobs are available for a girl in Annette's situation.
Mum?
No, but it's good.
It's a start. It might take a while, but hopefully she'll find a job soon and then we can start looking for a place for her. Maybe a flat share or something.
Right.
No one's taking the smallest interest in her future as far as I can see.
No.
She's just been drifting on. Of course it's hard for her to focus.
Mm.
You see, I am pushing her.
I'm sure you are.
She knows she can't stay here indefinitely.
Fair enough. Well, I suppose I ought to get out of your hair, let you enjoy your evening.
I'm sorry she didn't want to hang around.
No, well, I suppose I can't blame her, really.
I'll explain to her when she gets back. I won't let her think you're still... Well, you know.
All right. And don't shut us out, either. Dad and I are only concerned about you.
Yes, I know.
All you need to do to get us off your back is talk to us.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Helen, I don't want you to be sorry. Oh, for goodness sake, come here. Oh, you must think we're just a pair of interfering old busybodies.
Well?
We only want what's best. We can't help it.
Well, then you're just going to have to trust me, aren't you?
Oh. They gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Matt.
Lillian, don't stop.
Look, what did you expect me to do? I was in the house by myself.
What if they'd found out I'd been in contact with Stephen?
I told you.
I could have been charged with withholding information.
Yeah, well, perhaps you should have told them before. They might have been able to do something to protect us.
Did they find anything?
What?
Did the police find any evidence?
No, there weren't any fingerprints.
Nah, of course there weren't. Even Stephen's not that stupid.
Matt,
why didn't you call me?
What?
Why didn't you?
I was frightened. I heard breaking glass.
You called Adam?
Well, only because it was nearby.
And you knew what I'd say?
No!
Yeah, that's the reason.
Of course not. I mean, they must have walked across the back lawn, Matt. I was in the kitchen.
He's just trying to intimidate us.
Yes, and it's working. I don't know what you're angry with me for. It's Stephen who's doing this.
Yeah, and I'll deal with him.
Oh, how?
I don't know.
You're going to send someone to break into his house?
Maybe.
You don't even know where he is.
I'll find him.
I can't carry on living like this. It's bad enough, the thought that you might be going to jail. But now this is coming into my home.
Lillian,
don't touch me. I wish I had told them about Stephen.
What?
Well, why not? If they're going to bang you up anyway.
Oh, come on.
Why are we even kidding ourselves?
Just stop
you
it,
can't
right?
get into any more trouble than you already
are. We
are
not bringing the police into this.
And I'm not the one who's done anything wrong here. I can't believe you're being like this.
We are not bringing the police into this. And that's the last I want to hear about it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
I bumped into Ian a couple of days ago. He said you'd be happy to sponsor me.
He should have called earlier.
You're never home.
That's true. You were lucky to catch me in now, actually. Right, here you go.
Thanks, that's great.
Oh, Lillian.
Hmm? Oh, hi there.
Hello, Usha. Adam, have you got a moment?
Yeah, of course.
I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, right. Do you want to come in?
Thanks.
Bye then.
Bye, Usha. Let me know how it goes on Sunday.
Will do.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, don't be daft. What's up?
I can't take it anymore, Adam. I'm going crazy in that house.
Look, come in and sit down.
Thanks.
What do you mean you're going crazy? What's happened now?
It's Matt. He's furious with me for calling the police.
But surely...
No, he thinks it'll just get him into more trouble.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I'm so angry.
Do you want me to talk to him?
No.
Lillian, you're the one who doesn't feel safe. You're the one he should be worried about.
Yeah, and I told him.
I'll go over there now.
No.
I don't mind.
No, Adam, please. I don't want any...
What?
I just want this to be over.
Okay.
I can't eat. I can't sleep. I feel sick all the time. Oh, maybe I just need to go and see the doctor.
Well, if that's what you think you need to do. Oh, Lillian. Hey. Oh,
thank you. Oh, it's not Matt's fault. He's frightened too. I just want him to realise that we're both going through this.
Well, don't worry. I know it's tough at the moment.
It's only going to get worse.
You don't know that.
Oh, don't I?
And even if it does, you know that you've always got us. Seriously. You're welcome here whenever you like. If it's getting too much or are you feeling anxious?
Yeah, thank you.
Even if we're not in. I'll give you a key if you want.
Oh, Adam, you are a darling.
Don't be daft. You're my Auntie Lil. Not going to let you go through this alone.
I do appreciate it, though.
It's absolutely fine. Just as long as there's somewhere you feel safe. That's the only thing that matters.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.